Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I'm all right. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I'm happy to be sitting 6 feet away from you.
There you go. Very, very nice. Well, listen, for those of you that are complaining about the Mets being postponed today, their seventh postponement in the first two-plus weeks of the season, it's the weather. Like, what do you want? Like, this is why Positive Craig is so much fun to be with. What is the point of complaining when it's out of everybody's control? Now, when the Mets have Marcus Stroman throw nine pitches,
that's a problem.
In weather that you can't play in, you should complain about it.
Dude, I am glad they postponed this game.
Yeah, when the Mets open up the gates yesterday knowing they're not going to play, you have every right to complain. But when they arrive in Denver in a snowstorm and it's 15 degrees outside, what are you complaining about? They should postpone the game.
I'm happy, man. I don't want the great pitcher, maybe the great pitcher we've seen in the last couple of years, the best pitcher in baseball. I got to tell you, I didn't want him pitching tonight in 30-degree weather and snow.
Wow, boo-hoo-hoo.
No, boo-hoo-hoo.
Like he's fine china.
I'm not saying
it applies to everybody, not just Jacob DeGrom.
No, it doesn't, because I put more with Jacob DeGrom on the mound than if I am getting a spot start out of Joey Lucchese.
There's no reason to think that Jacob DeGrom, he's a man's man. He's
That's
a tough
not
guy.
The point.
He can't pitch at 20 degrees?
Of course he can. He's done it in the postseason. I'm just saying, in the middle of April, when it's snowing in Colorado, yeah. I prefer they not play. Plus, here's the other way I look at it. Despite the fact that I don't love seven-inning doubleheaders, Saturday's going to be awesome, man. Yankees during the day, Mets at 5 o'clock. It's a triple header of baseball awesomeness.
Now, I may have missed it. Did they announce the pitching for the doubleheader on Saturday or no?
They haven't, but you'd assume Jacob DeGrom will get one of those games and hopefully go all seven. And then Joey Lucchese in the other game. That would be my
Stroman's
assumption.
Stroman's pitching Sunday, I think, right?
Marcus Stroman is pitching on Sunday. So. But Joey Lucchese and Jacob DeGrom is like your perfect combo for a doubleheader, because hopefully Jake gives you full seven. And then even if you only get three or four out of Joey Lucchese, you're not asking that much out of your bullpen.
Meanwhile, the Yankees play Tampa tonight. It's April. Is it a big series? It's April. But yes. Yo, considering the 2-4 road trip, it is kind of significant. Try to get the bats cracking again. But I do want to address the issue that's out there regarding the New York Mets and this report that's in The Athletic, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the fact that the claim is now that two of the marketing executives may or may not have been mistreating women in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. No, I'm kind of, I'm divided on it. Let me just say that. For one, to me, it's got nothing at all to do with the New York Mets baseball team. But on the other hand, it has everything to do with the New York Mets baseball team, because they are a business. People work for this business. And there is now multiple allegations of a uncomfortable, if not unsafe, working environment from the field up for women who either work for the Mets or who cover the Mets. Fair to say?
Yes.
All right. One of the names that's put out there today, who's the marketing director, left in 2018, came back in 2020, is a guy named David Newman. And I'm not going to say his name often on this show because you don't know who he is, and I guess his name is irrelevant. I've known him off and on since I started here at WFAN in 2007. So the better part of 14 years. And I can just tell you that my experience with David is nothing but above board and professional. And I never saw any inkling. Not that I'm there every day, because I'm not. I don't work for the Mets. I was not in their business offices, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. But I will say that my personal experience with him was always amazing and above board and professional. And my thought was that he was always a phenomenal representation of the New York Met organization. Now, I can't speak to these allegations because I wasn't there. I don't know. But I will say that a man's reputation is being besmirched, and I'm not suggesting these women are lying. I don't know. But I will tell you the fact that I know the guy, it is completely out of left field that the guy that I know, who I did, I had a lot of experience with, in person, on the phone, email, games, events, would ever do the things that he's accused of doing and that he denies doing. And I just want, I thought it was important that that gets out there.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but you also didn't work for him.
No, I did not.
So we don't know.
I mean, it's like any one of these cases, we don't know. I don't know the guy very well. He has denied it in his defense, like you said.
Yeah, so why is he guilty?
Well, I think the question is, because I read this whole article, all 18 pages of it, and the biggest thing I took out of it was Sandy Alderson's decision to bring him back.
Yeah.
Because every scandal we've talked about with the Mets can easily be defined under the Jeff Wilpon umbrella. It's a past administration. It's a past Mets team. Now they're run by Steve Cohen. Everything can be different. And Steve Cohen has said he's tried to clean everything up. And that's been consistent until, in this article, Sandy Alderson decided to bring this guy back. And when he was bringing him back, there were a few employees who complained to Sandy, which you appreciate. They were honest about it, saying, what are you doing? Why are you bringing this guy back? And Sandy ultimately made the decision to bring him back. That is the one thing from this story that, to me, is relevant about the New York Mets today. Because what they've done in the past is bad, and it's embarrassing, and hopefully it's gone.
Right?
There's new ownership in town. Sure, Steve Cohen has his own questions from his past, but that was the only thing where you can fairly ask the question, why'd you bring the guy back? Now, if Sandy believes him that he did nothing wrong, okay. But Sandy also said he believes in second chances, which is great. I believe in second chances.
Clearly I do.
Okay, we all do.
Yeah.
But why would he be giving a second chance to somebody that did nothing wrong? Yeah, he said he didn't do anything wrong.
And
so
again,
what's the second
chance?
Does
it have anything to do with the Mets playing the Rockies? No, it's got nothing to do with the New York Mets on the field. It doesn't. But it is a part of the organization. And because it is a public trust, as we talk about so much, you know, the reality is that the Mets are not going to have to answer questions about it.
Yeah, sure. You know, Sandy's got to answer questions, Greg. That's the person who has to answer questions, Sandy Alderson, because Sandy's got links to the past. So as much as I talk about it's a new beginning in Metland, Steve Cohen owns the team, hopefully everything can be different, the one constant is that he made the decision to bring Sandy Alderson back. So some of those things from the past is linked to a guy who's here today.
Right. The biggest problem is that every one of these off-field stories of this particular offseason, Sandy is connected to.
Right.
Hiring Jared Porter, Mickey Callaway, and now the hitting coach, whose name escapes me right now, and now this situation with a couple guys. Again, they were in the marketing department.
Right.
All right, they were in the marketing department. When Sandy first came here, they were already here.
Well, look, you hit on something that's very, very important.
Or make Sandy Alderson out to be the worst guy in the
world. No. You hit on something very important, and I want to say this delicately so it doesn't come across like I'm a complete douche, but I want to be real about it. These accusations are very serious. We should all care about them. With that said, most Met fans are thinking about Jacob deGrom in Colorado, about Luis Rojas' managing, about the Mets playing a baseball game, and if they are going to play any baseball games, considering all the postponements. So you can compartmentalize both and say, of course I care. Of course I wanted people treated equally.
I don't think Met fans do care.
But what I really care about, because think about it, when KFC put out a tweet yesterday from Barstool, that is, Kevin Clancy, about, there may be a Met scandal brewing.
Yeah.
Why don't we all be honest about what Met fans were fearing? They were fearing something that was going to impact the team on the field. That's the reality. And again, it doesn't mean this stuff doesn't matter. What it means is most Met fans thought was, oh, my God, Does this involve Steve Cohen? Does this involve somebody? Am I wrong about that?
No, I got to be honest. I don't think Met fans care.
No, they cared. When they heard there was a scandal, they were concerned something was getting impacted.
Now that you know what the scandal is.
Yes.
I don't think Met fans care.
No, I agree with you.
I really don't. I just don't. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. It's an important issue. But I think if you're a guy that walks around all weekend in your Jacob deGrom jersey and your Marcus Stroman cleats and you love the New York Mets and you're thrilled with the start and you can't wait for them to play a doubleheader on Saturday, I don't think you care. I really don't. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. You got to make up your mind on that one.
Look, I think.
But I will say this. I think this is what Mets fans do care about. Because I don't think they care about this particular story. And you're the only diehard Met fan that's looking at me right now. Big Mac's a Yankee fan, and Tommy doesn't even like sports, okay?
Right.
Here's the deal.
I'll tell you what I care about.
I'm going to tell you right now what you care
what
about.
What do I care about?
I'm going to tell you what you care about.
Why don't you tell me what I care about?
I think I speak for all Met fans when I say this. If you allow me just to get back on the horse.
No, you're not getting to speak for Met fans. No. You're directing it at me, and then I'll confirm whether you're right or wrong.
I'm going to speak for all of you right now.
No, you're not.
And I think we're all going to be in lockstep on this one.
We'll see.
As Met fans.
We'll see.
So just for a brief moment, I'm going to revert back to being a Met fan. I'm going to speak for all of you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're tired. You're so tired of every time there's some kind of off-field scandal involving a New York franchise that it's the Mets. You'd rather the scandal be the Knicks, the Yankees,
anybody else.
The Nets.
Yeah, sure.
Hell, you could make hockey relevant if you wanted to right now. As Met fans, you're tired of it always being you.
Craig.
Thank you.
You're spot on.
I know.
Like, and I'll tell you another reason that adds to it. This is my favorite time of year. Fall's pretty much up there, too. Baseball is still new. You know what I mean? Like, it's back. It's fresh. You're watching your team play. You're watching your jersey on the field. Yankee fans, too. And so it's about baseball and other stuff, too. Hockey, basketball. I'm going to the Net game tonight. I'm pumped up. All that. And so, yeah, the last thing you want to think about, I hate to say this, is the real world. Because the real world is a sad place sometimes. Like, in all seriousness, there was a shooting in Indianapolis the other day. It sucks. It's depressing. Okay. It's awful, dude. We all know that. But what's great about sports, it's like a candy land. Even when we're upset about Luis Rojas taking Jacob deGrom out too early. And so, yeah, I think the focus of the Met fan doesn't mean we want the organization to be run in a trash way. No one's suggesting that. No one's suggesting it doesn't matter. We want every business to be run fairly, for women to be treated fairly in the workplace. Come on. But yes, you are right that the Met fan today is thinking about Jake in Colorado in a doubleheader against the Rockies.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
That's it.
You're right.
And we all saw the video of them getting off the plane and all that stuff in a snowstorm.
Well,
yeah.
Did you also see that Noah Syndergaard, shirtless on the beach, tweeted out a video giving out his cell phone number? And guess who texted him? This guy.
Ugh.
I said,
you fell for that old gag?
I said, hey, Noah, I'm a big fan. I'd love to join the book club because he's starting a book club.
So you decided that your first foray into texting a Fregazi Noah Syndergaard phone number was to kiss his ass?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of the team. Not really him.
No, you didn't say that. Read exactly what you wrote, Ev.
I said, hey, Noah, big fan.
Big fan.
Oh, I didn't specify what I'm a big fan of.
Big fan of you and your big muscles on the beach.
I mean, he looked good.
Yeah. And then, I want to join your book club.
Craig, do I read?
Can I please?
I read.
Can I? Oh, Noah, can I? can I please join your book club? You're so sexy.
He wrote me back. Do you want to hear it?
No, he didn't write you
back. Do you want to hear what he wrote?
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. Blah, blah, blah.
You don't know what he wrote.
I'm sure it's a stock response. Hold on. Give me the number.
No. I texted him.
Yeah, give me the number.
I'm not giving you his number.
I guarantee you, if I wrote F-U, I get the same exact response.
You're going to write F-U to it?
Yeah.
Should I give the number on the air? Is that okay? I mean, he did tweet it out.
Hold on. I'm going to tweet. What's the number?
817. 953-2575.
Okay.
What are you going to write?
I'm going to write, you're ugly. Okay.
You think you're going to get the same response?
Same exact response.
All right, let's see.
You're ugly.
You're ugly.
All right.
You should have went with the FU. I mean, it is FU,
okay.
FSU Friday.
I already got a response.
What do you write?
Hey, it's Noah.
Damn it.
Thanks for keeping me company while I have FOMO down in Florida.
Damn it.
Yeah. What'd you get, Ev?
Hey, it's Noah. Thanks for keeping me company while I have FOMO down in Florida. Make sure you click the link and add yourself to my phone so I can respond to you.
Yeah.
Wait a second. He's going to respond.
He's not going to respond.
All you've got to do is click the link.
Yeah.
And he's going to respond.
Click the link. They'll be in your bank account in about 37 seconds. Click the link. Johnny, come in. I mean, when were you born? Yesterday?
I wanted to text Noah. I wanted to see what was up.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see what's going up, Noah.
Yeah, you see what's up. He's full of himself. He's out of control.
He's out of control.
Yeah. I will say this real quick just to wrap up. I will take your calls on the Mets stuff, of course, throughout the day today. Is Sandy Alderson's job in trouble?
In my opinion?
Like, if you're Steve Cohen, first you had Jared Porter, then you had Mickey Callaway, then you had, can you guys remind me the guy's name, the hidden guy? I apologize for not remembering his name. And now I think the marketing guys, who again, those guys were here before Sandy was here the first time.
No, I think the one question Sandy has to answer, this is how I would do it if I'm Steve Cohen, to answer that question, right? I would ask Sandy, why did you bring back?
Ryan Ellis is the other guy. Thank you.
Why did you bring back, David Newman is his name? Why'd you bring him back? There have been complaints against him upon you bringing him back. Take me through your thought process. And I think before I'm deciding about anything, if I'm the owner of the team, because I assume, Craig, Steve Cohen did not have a big part in that hire. Cohen seems like the kind of guy who says, I hired Sandy, go do your thing. Like, yeah. I trust you to make these decisions. And I think that's the big thing he's got to explain. Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, I read the whole article. I've seen everything that's gone on with the Met organization and things that involve people that are no longer there. And obviously, this is the question for Sandy. And if I'm Steve Cohen, I talk to him about it. And I say, take me through the process.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, good and bad, by the way, we don't know everything. We know what was reported. And I'm not saying the reporting is inaccurate or bad, but there may be other things we don't know.
Let me say that. I think the reporting is accurate. Doesn't mean the story's legitimate.
Right. But it also means there may be more information we're not aware of. So to answer your question, and I know it's a boring answer, but it's the truth. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm talking to Sandy about the decision and just trying to find out more. But my knee-jerk reaction would be, no, his job is not on the line right now.
Well, we'll get into it. 877-337-6666. Today is also a very special day in sports history. We'll explain that to you coming up. And there is a huge pending kind of building story involving the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. We'll get to that later today as well. We got lots to do. And it's a beautiful Friday here in New York City. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself and you'll continue listening to me and Evan throughout the day. Bring your calls next, 877-337-6666. We have FSU Friday later today. And Woody Johnson is on Twitter yet again. It's a gift that just keeps on giving. Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
They've had 7 cancellations in 16 days.
It's crazy. And look, the only one...
But you're so happy about it.
Why am I happy about it?
Because you came in here all chipper. Hey, well, guess what? They're not going to make DeGrom pitch in a snowstorm. Hey, I get to go to the Brooklyn Net game, and I'm not going to have to be worried about missing the Mets.
No. Yeah. This was all a part of my plan.
Jones over
see,
there.
See, I look ahead, all right? I see what's going on in the world. So I was on my exclusive weather meteorologist, the Weather Channel app, and I saw the weather in Denver. And you know what I said?
What?
I said, look, just DVRing a Yankee game ain't too bad. I'm going to go to the Nets game on Friday night because there's no way the Mets are going to play. So sometimes it's really satisfying to see a plan come together. Mets get banged out, which they should. Baseball in the snow doesn't make sense. As cool as that Miguel Cabrera home run was, we get a doubleheader tomorrow. I get to see KD in person tonight because he is playing, by the way. The Knicks start at 9:30. I'll have the Yankees on DVR. This is like a euphoric sports Friday night.
Yeah, and
let's go.
See, it's very selfish.
I
said that about you.
Why is that selfish? I planned it out.
So you're going to go to the Nets game tonight and bring an iPad with you to watch the Yankees?
No, I'm going to DVR the Yankees. I want a clean DVR.
Got it. What if the Nets were playing? What would you have done?
I wouldn't have gone. That was the whole point.
Got it.
Because it was too much to DVR.
Too much.
So if I just have the Yankees on, and here's where you're wrong, by the way. All right? And I'm not one to take a series and make it a bigger deal. Here's why this series is significant.
Talking about the Yankee series?
The Yankee series. Yeah. It's twofold. Number one, the Tampa Bay Rays aren't that good. I'll say it again. They just got beat up by the Rangers three straight games. No, I've been saying it before.
Yeah.
Do you know how many straight consecutive series the Yankees have lost to Tampa Bay?
How many?
The last one in 2019.
Yeah.
Three last year.
Right.
One in the postseason, one this year.
Six. Six consecutive series losses to the no-good Rays.
Enough. And that's why this series is significant. Not from a standings perspective, not from, oh my God, it's April, but from a, if you're a Yankee fan, you're sick and tired of losing to a team that I know they won the pennant last year. They're not that good. And that's a part of why this is significant.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like the way you broke that down.
Thank you.
Very well done, you selfish bastard. Here's Matt in Garden City on the Fan. Matt, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good, Craig. How are you, man?
Doing good.
Look, obviously Sandy is good with the baseball stuff, but you know, I don't know if you read the article, but some of the quotes in that article are pretty brutal and kind of tone deaf. I think it's pretty bad look for the Mets. I know Evan kind of gave his take on it before the break. I just wanted to see what you were thinking. Is it going to end in?
Yeah, I think they're. If you're the owner, and yes, you have tremendous respect for Sandy Alderson, you know, 70-year-old guy, U.S. Army veteran, baseball for 30 years, et cetera. You give him as much rope as you can. But there does come a point where if every single bad hire ultimately comes back to Sandy Alderson, there does come a point when you have to say as the owner, what am I doing?
Do I trust him? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Sandy Alderson, you know, the question really is, are you able to properly or emotionally divide his baseball expertise in building a franchise that hopefully will win a World Series versus his human resource capabilities as the president of your organization?
Because Craig, he's not the GM anymore.
That's right.
He has a bigger role than that expands beyond building a roster. And
he wanted that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Here's the quote, by the way, because our last caller referred to it.
Pardon me just for one sec.
Yeah.
Sandy Alderson, when he came back, the only reason he said the only way he would take the job when they first brought him back, just to be clear, was that he had his fingers on every aspect of the business of the New York Mets, not just baseball decisions.
No, you're right.
And they're two very different things.
Absolutely. Here's the quote Sandy had that our last caller referred to as tone deaf, and it's certainly controversial. Let me try to make a point as strongly as I can, okay. Sounds like Mike for a second.
Uh-huh.
Not every instance involving men, women in the workplace is a capital offense, okay? Every time something happens, it doesn't mean somebody has to be fired, Alderson said. There are a lot of immediate steps that can be taken, and we've done that in a variety of different cases and have included capital punishment as a consequence in some cases, but not every case rises to the level of execution.
Yeah,
I agree with that. And that's what honestly I think is happening with these articles. People are getting executed, including women, by the way, for reasons that are unjustifiable. That's the quote from Sam.
I happen to agree with that quote 100%. You know, not every case is Jared Porter.
Right.
Not every case is Mickey Callaway.
No, he's got to answer for bringing David Newman back, who I know most people don't care about, but of everything I've read about Sandy from the last few articles, that's the one that's connected to this ownership.
Yeah, so he's saying, listen, the guy left at 18. He reapplied to come back in fall of 2020. Guy's got 30 years experience in the business. You know, I thought he deserved the second chance to come back and work for the Mets.
But he didn't. But here's the problem with that. What second chance? He left on his own, never said he did anything wrong, denies all the accusations. There were employees who said, hey, he's toxic, and Sandy brought him back. So what do you mean second chance?
Well,
what do you
mean? Maybe mean like a second run here.
Okay.
I don't want to nitpick words, but I don't know.
But there's been no acknowledgement of him making mistakes.
Right.
That's part of the issue if I'm Steve Cohen to address with Sandy.
Here's the issue to me, and I feel strongly about it. I think what Sandy Alderson said there is accurate. Every time someone makes an accusation against somebody, why is it that the person that's being accused of something, that the immediate and only acceptable answer is fire him?
Right. No, I agree with that.
He's right about that.
He is right about that.
Now, they have fired a guy when they thought the behavior warranted it. And the behavior wasn't even when as a Met employee.
Right.
Meaning Jared
but
Porter.
But that's why the Newman thing is really the story in this, because there are employees who complained about, and he's denied it, by the way, which is important because I don't know what the hell happened. He left on his own. Sandy rehired him. And as he's about to rehire him, there were complaints about bringing him back.
I guess one or two people went to Sandy and said, you can't hire that guy back.
Correct.
But part of the accusations against him was that he was a micromanager, that he was a tough boss to work for.
Yeah. Some of the accusations, okay, you can kind of say, what
so
does that even
I'll
mean?
I'll give you an example. Let's say, I don't know. It's a bad example, but I got to use it because it's in our wheelhouse. We all know that Mark is leaving. Our boss, since we've all been here, right?
Right.
Let's say a year and a half from now, they decide they're bringing him back.
Right.
And Moose and Maggie decide, as the midday show here, he's been on our asses the whole time we've been here. And they go to the bosses and go, please don't bring him back.
Well, here's why the analogy sucks. No offense.
It's a
there
terrific analogy.
There are specific allegations against him in the way he treated women in the workplace.
Yes, I guess that's true.
Like, because here's where you're right. There's one thing that was written in this article about how he didn't like when employees chewed gum. Who the hell cares? Like, to me, that doesn't matter. That's not a big deal. And if that's what his thing was, great, whatever. But there are other accusations where you would agree, everyone would agree, you can't do that in a workplace.
Right, but so maybe he was a hard ass to his employees.
Yes.
And they resented him.
Right.
What do you mean I can't chew bazooka gum?
That's why that being...
How about double bubble?
Double bubble was okay.
Okay.
That's why that in the story makes no sense. It's the stuff that matters, like the way he would communicate with women.
Have you ever,
that are more serious accusations.
You've never really had a real job, right?
I mean, I worked as a busboy. Is that not a real job?
Well, all right, so as a busboy.
Yeah.
What if the GM of the restaurant you worked at said, you can't chew gum while you're working at this restaurant?
I would not chew gum.
Like, that doesn't make him a bad guy.
By the way, I got fired from that job because I, quote, talked too much to the patrons.
Yeah, because you're a busboy. Stop talking.
Well, we were talking. We were having conversations. Guy would have a Yankee hat on. I'd break down Paul O'Neill's at bat from the night before. What do you want from
me? I can't believe you lasted that job more than a couple of weeks.
6 weeks.
I bet.
Made great money there, though.
As a busboy?
As a busboy, yeah.
The waitresses tipped you out well? The waiters tipped you out well?
I can't get into the specifics, but I made good
money
there.
Were you selling your body on the side? Were you giving baseball picks to patrons?
I can't get into it.
What do you mean you can't get into it?
I'd just rather not discuss it.
You're not going to discuss why being a busboy paid so well.
No, it paid so well because the owner would give me cash afterwards. That's all.
No, there's something else going on.
That's it. There's nothing else.
Everyone's gotten paid cash at some point in their lifetime as a kid. Every restaurant job in America pays cash.
I love the job. I just didn't realize I was talking too much. I apologize.
Because a busboy is supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yeah, but I did everything I was supposed to do.
Water?
I took the plates away. Yeah. I offered water. We would just have it. And by the way, if a patron didn't want to talk to me, I'd shut up. But usually we'd engage and we'd break down Paul O'Neill's at bat from the night before.
Would you initiate the conversation?
Sometimes.
Oh, brutal.
Sometimes.
Brutal.
Sometimes I wouldn't, though. I was a very talkative, friendly-looking person.
An affable guy.
I'm an affable guy. I'm taking the water,
so
or I'm giving them water.
So you come over to fill the water up and go, you believe O'Neill struck out last night?
Yes.
Right, the guy had a Yankee hat on.
I had a Yankee hat on. I referred to it.
And the guy would be like, are you talking to me? Are you the bus boy? Give me some more bread.
Can you believe Ewing missed those free throws late?
This.
Crazy, man.
Were you good at balancing plates on your arm?
I was not, bro.
So when you came to clear the plates off the table.
Took a while.
Would you stack them?
No, I would do like two.
Or you take like two at a time?
Two at a time and then try to get back quickly.
Oh, that's brutal.
I wasn't very good at it. I thought I was good at
it
because
they didn't teach you the up the arm stack?
That aspect I wasn't. What I was good at was saying, hey, do you want water? Like, and I'd be very serviceable, as some would say.
Got it.
But the stacking of the plates, not my strength.
No good, right?
No.
Hey, Tommy, can you go get me a bunch of those plates we have from either the cake or the pizza? I want to see how many. I know they're plastic, but you'll get. No, even better. Tommy, go into the kitchen, please. There are
Your first instinct was better there because when we break those plates, that's an email.
Go into the kitchen, please. Yeah. In the dishwasher
upper management
there.
Management is going to get annoyed.
There are white ceramic plates.
I don't think there are.
There are. I've seen them.
There are.
Bring all of them in, please.
Sure.
Now, I want to warn you, Craig. Because we have a young child. When I go upstairs at night.
You and I do not have any children together.
No. Not yet, at least. When I go upstairs.
No, not ever.
Well, how do you know?
You don't know where our relationship is going to take us.
You and I are not going to have children.
You can't see us adopting a young child together?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you'd insist on driving.
Yes, I would.
And that's a deal breaker for me.
That's the deal breaker?
Because once in a while, I'd like to get behind the wheel of the car.
Sorry, it's not allowed.
Not all the time. Once in a while.
No, not even once
Let's
in a while.
Let's go get ice cream. I'll drive.
Nope.
Yeah. See, sorry. That's a non-starter.
But I've gotten a lot of practice where I will go upstairs with like five milks, a bunch of nipples. You know what I mean? Like the nipples on them. Okay.
For if you're
Can
feeding an infant. You're
Thank
good.
You. Okay. My dinner, a tea for my wife.
Yes.
Think about all that stuff
Is
I just said.
Is there a whip and a gag ball involved?
I don't like to talk about that.
All right.
So I get all
hey,
that
honey,
stuff.
Hey, honey, good news. I got the nipples. I got the nipples. I'm bringing them upstairs with the chamomile tea you asked for. They were out of orange blossom. So I got the chamomile. I got six nipples. And I got the ball cocks, and I've got for you the gag ball.
And I'm able to carry all of that upstairs. So my skills have been honed over the last few years.
All right.
So I'm just warning you.
How many plates do you think you can balance up your forearm?
On each one?
Well, no, they usually just do one, to be fair.
Okay.
Four.
I think I can do four.
But I want to be clear. They're not stacked on top of each other.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, probably three. I'm going to go with three.
They come up the arm.
No, I understand.
Big Mac works in the restaurant business. How many do you think you could stack?
I was a waiter for a long time. I can stack a bunch.
I bet you can get six.
I bet I can get six.
He's got bigger arms, though.
Yeah, but it's really not even about that.
What is it about? Tucking it under.
I've seen some guys with, like, bird arms who can get, like, nine.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring those plates in. You got them? Bring them to me, not to Craig.
I was better at just stacking a million things on a tray and put it on my shoulder.
Yeah, the tray's the other way to go.
I can carry half the restaurant and silverware.
I got the plates. Here are the sound of it.
Real quick, see how many plates Evan can put up his arm.
All right.
One. Okay, he's at one. Two. You can't use your chin. No, that doesn't count.
Well, I got three.
You got food all over the place.
No, I don't.
Three. Okay. Where's that going? Okay, now you have to walk.
Damn it. Let me try that one more time.
So that counts as zero. Here's the deal. You have to walk from your seat to the door of the studio. That'll be like the kitchen. Okay, he's got three again.
I'm going to do three.
Three. Can you walk to the door of the kitchen
yeah.
holding three plates? Yeah. He's on his way. Yeah, easy. That's easy.
You want me to try a fourth?
The problem is that last plate is up against your shirt.
Why is that? And why is that against?
Because you're gonna have food everywhere.
How am I physically supposed to get more plates on this?
Yeah, you do a tuck.
You gotta you gotta flatten your hand and just trust your fingertips
like
are strong enough.
Flatten your left hand out.
You gotta flatten it and trust that your fingertips are strong enough.
Flatten out the
and
hand.
That
yes. even further. There you
further
go.
On the tips.
There you go.
Come in under. Come in under. There you go, big boy. Now go to four. Go to four. Wait a minute. Go to four. No, that's not. Where's that going?
Where's
that going? That's
not going
anywhere. Now, please walk to the kitchen door.
My skills are not having been developed.
Well, what a fantastic bar.
It's humbling, man. Wait, C-Mac, I want to see you do it now.
Great busboy you are over there.
Sorry about that.
They'll do it during the break.
All right, fair enough.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Here's Jonah in Long Beach. Jonah, what's good, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
What's up?
Recently moved out of the city, still commuting to work. You guys have been a pleasure to listen
there
to.
There you go.
Home.
Thanks, Cookie. Go ahead.
A couple of things wanted to talk about, and then I'll leave you with a suggestion, Craig, because I know you're a creative guru at this
point. I am. That's my title on my business card, Craig Carton, creative guru, WFAN.
Guru.
That's right.
All right. So in terms of the Mets, listen, with Stroman, it's a love-hate relationship, but overall, I love the vibe of this team, what we're seeing. Obviously, Stevie brings a new energy to the building as well. My only real concern as the season goes on is really Diaz, right? I was speaking to Nier on Sunday, and, you know, he was saying how, listen, even the best Mariano have gone through their periods. I don't think it's even a fair comparison to put them in the same conversation. But with Diaz, the worry is, you know, you see it in his
Here's
eyes.
Here's the worry with Diaz. You've seen him at his worst. That's the worry with Diaz. And he is not built up enough cachet yet with you
here's
as a Met fan.
Here's the
for
deal.
You to feel comfortable with him coming in a one-run
here's
game.
Here's the key, Jonah.
That's it.
Seth Lugo matters, and they need yeah. Seth Lugo back. He changes everything about this bullpen. And look, if Diaz pitches well enough, I'm not suggesting Seth needs to be the closer, but Lugo changes everything about this bullpen and protects you in case Diaz does stink and shows us his worst.
Yeah. By the way, what's all your right, suggestion I for Mr. Creativity? Because you're
I'll
killing me.
100% on that, but what I'll leave
no, 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 Jonah. Jonah, what's your idea for the station? Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Good.
I love listening to Boomer and Gio in the morning.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a whole nother ballgame when Maggie gets on the radio with Mark. We got to flip around the schedule. We got to have an hour crossover between the four of you guys, Boomer, Gio, and the two of you. You know you all have fun doing
it. Here's what you're saying. What you're saying is that you love the few minutes I spent with the morning guys this morning to wish Boomer a happy 60th. That's really what you're saying. You want more of me. Now listen, I respect that about you.
Well, what happened? But I missed this morning.
So Boomer's birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, I'm aware.
So they were having a little celebration for his birthday today.
Gotcha.
Because it's Friday.
Yes.
So I showed up.
You were here that early?
Yes, because yes. that's my guy.
Okay.
And I showed up so that I could properly wish him a happy birthday on the air.
Very sweet of you.
Yeah, that's my gift to him.
And I was that really a gift to him?
Yes.
Wait a
second.
Your gift to him was just merely coming in an hour early? Did you have a gift? Like an actual gift?
No, no.
Like
no.
the one I recently bought him?
I told him about your gift.
Did he not like it?
I told him that you embarrassed yourself. He goes, why would Evan get me a gift? I don't even know him. I go, right. And I go, he got you a Messier bobblehead. Why waste $40 on Mark Messier?
And what did he say? He didn't want it?
I mean, Mark Messier couldn't even bring a hockey rink to the Bronx. Yeah, failure.
Oh, well, hold on. So does he not want the bobblehead?
He don't want it.
Really?
No, he wants it. He loves Mark Messier.
Okay, well, guess what? I didn't get a Mark Messier bobblehead. I got a Mike Richter bobblehead.
He doesn't like Mike Richter.
I took a swerve at the end.
Anyway. So the guy heard me out with them and went great, as it always does. And they're great. We're all just great. Everyone here is great.
Right.
So just more greatness. That's all he wants.
He wants you to go on their show as a daily or weekly spot. Would you be willing to do it?
Of course.
For free.
Sure. What? For what?
For free.
Now, Boomer told me a long time ago, your time is worth something.
For free?
Boomer's time is worth something. My time is worth something.
Okay.
That's what Boomer told me.
So you want, like, the fee to come on weekly or daily?
Well, if I go on for, let's just say, a quarter hour,
right,
and there's 4 quarter hours, and there's 4 hours, so it'd be 1/16th.
That's correct.
Of a show.
Good math.
I want 1/16th of whatever Boomer makes.
Which is more than what we make.
It's more than what I make. I can't speak to what your salary is, but I know I've been making you money since I got here. I'm just not making me any money since I got here. All right, listen, more of your calls coming up. We even have the partner of the 135 Mafia is coming up on the show. Listen, I love those guys already.
We're making these guys famous.
I already love these guys.
135
Young kids
Mafia.
Causing trouble at Citi Field. I love it.
Friday night's the return. Friday night against the Nationals.
Yeah, let's go. Well, we have a whole week to talk about that. But that's going to be great. So we'll talk to those guys. The Mets, of course, get snowed out today. And what else was there? Oh, Yankees, Rays, and another scandal with the Mets. Which brings us to something very interesting, Evan. Today is the day we're supposed to do our weekly interview with Luis Rojas.
Yes, I've been looking forward to
it. The manager of the Mets.
I've been looking forward all week to talking to Luis. It's actually one of the things I enjoy the most during the entire week, getting to talk to both managers.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
CeeLo is here today. It's Friday, after all.
CeeLo!
Did you see that big Boomer birthday cake out there?
Oh, I saw it right when I walked in.
That is getting FSU'd first.
Dude, I just saw that cake.
Yeah.
It's monstrous. Yeah. Barely any of it has been taken.
That was my biggest problem.
I think the folks at Cinderella made it. They did a great job.
Yes.
And it's a picture of Brute Smith giving Boomer a concussion. And we're going to F this up.
Can I have a few slices before you do
it? You better get there before my sledgehammer
does. Okay, because I look good, man.
A few? I had one. It is a filling cake.
Oh, it's
filling? It's outstanding, okay. But it's filling.
All right, next, I'm having it
coming up. One slice and you'll be good to go.
I had some of the outside of it.
The fondant.
Fondant. Yeah. I like fondant. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, bring me Boomer's cake in here real quick.
Oh, wait, we're doing it now?
I don't know. Why not?
No. I got to get a slice first. I just said I want to have a slice of the
bring
cake.
Bring a plate and a knife
yes.
for the ginger assassin,
Thank
please.
You. Listen to Craig. Yeah. Slice, a plate. Oh, by the way, very important. This is very, very important. So during the break, earlier in the show, I tried to carry plates on my arm like a busboy. I got to three and then I failed. Is that fair to say, Craig? Three and then I failed?
Yeah.
With the plates? C-Mac, who claims he was a longtime waiter, tried to do it during the break. Couldn't even get to three.
Oh, that's not
Dropped
true.
Them
I had
on
three.
The floor.
I had three. I was going for
barely.
The fourth.
No, barely got to three, Craig.
I had three locked and loaded.
So you and I tied, even though you've got bigger arms and you were a waiter for all those years. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, pathetic.
Yeah, but he's kind of got like
no, I'll gladly
alligator arms. You know
who does?
C-Mac.
No, I don't.
Big Mac. You know, sometimes big guys have arms that, but they're kind of like this. like their elbows are fused to their body.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like. Yo.
So how did you think he
my
was a good waiter?
My limbs were built by the gods. It's in between. I think can be a problem.
CeeLo's here. He's got an update.
Sort of.
And then we have Luis Rojas coming up at some point this afternoon as the Mets have another scandal on their hands.
I need help.
Oh, boy.
It's heavy.
Oh, come on,
no,
man.
Need help with what?
I can't carry it.
That's go get the cake and bring it in.
I can't carry it. It's super heavy.
That's you can't carry a sheet cake.
No. It'll be FSU on the way to the studio if I don't receive
assistance.
That's
actually pretty good. We should film him dropping the cake all over the floor.
And I'm cool with it, but I'd prefer you to smash it.
That's a disgrace.
C-Max, C-Lo, whoever, Evan. You
well, I'd love to volunteer to help, but apparently I have alligator arms, and I don't think I'd be much of a help.
Well, someone's got to help. Is there anybody in the newsroom?
I don't know.
No, he's in the building.
Believe it or not, Hoffman
there's nobody in the newsroom right now at the moment.
I think Pete Hoffman's here.
He's on the newsroom. Maybe he's recording something for Moose and Maggie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's literally no one sitting in the newsroom.
He's probably doing stuff for the show.
I got to tell you, Craig, and I know this is going to bother you. I think CeeLo's 100% right. I think you should bequeath the opportunity to destroy Boomer's cake and just have Lugauer try to carry the cake across the newsroom.
Yeah, here's the problem. If he drops it out there, it's carpet, and he's going to feel bad. And
he's got to clean it up. He has to clean it up anyway. So
just go get the cake and bring it in. Jesus Christ, it's a cake.
I don't think I can
carry
it.
How heavy could one cake possibly
be? It's huge.
Go get the cake.
Tommy, before you go, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Arm wrestling contest between you and your wife. Who wins?
Wife.
There you go.
He's very honest about it. I have to give him
that. He knows.
He is very, very honest
We're
about
real
it.
On this show.
Anyway, Luis Rojas is coming on.
What are they doing?
I have no idea, Susan. I don't know. We come in with a plan, and the plan never seems to go the way it's supposed to. Victor's in Patterson on the Fan. Victor, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Connor. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, but I just want to relate a few stories. When you went off... basically, I was going through a withdrawal. I said, what the hell do I do now? And so I started trying to tune in to some of these other guys. I was like, oh, it's this stuff. This show is boring. Then they decided to put you back out.
Yeah.
I said, this man is a genius. He's the king of all sports.
Yeah.
Sports talk shows. He's the best.
Pretty much.
There'll never be another guy like this guy.
Oh, that's clearly true.
He makes me laugh. He's interesting. This is a show. This is not a sports show. This is a real show.
Right.
So, then they put you in with Evans.
Yeah,
I ruined him.
A while ago, I called up, and he said, well, what about Evans? You were trying to introduce him, the genius that you are. You're trying to introduce him.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know about him. but you know what?
What?
I said, this guy... they pointed him with another genius.
What are they doing?
this guy's good.
He's fantastic. He really is fantastic. You're right.
I'm not really good. I'm just a product of the genius.
Yeah.
That is Craig Hart.
You are.
Exactly.
Just remember, I am such a genius and good at what I do that I got offered $0 to do it at another radio station in New York City.
I have another idea on how you're going to make a lot more money.
All right, now you're talking. I'm going to start an OnlyFans account, and I agree with you, Victor. That's the best way for me to make a lot of money.
Is that what his idea was?
He wants me to be on OnlyFans.
That's how you're going to bring in all that cash?
When you get naked.
I know what OnlyFans is.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I've heard about it.
I've heard about it.
Yeah,
I've
nice heard cover. About it.
See, look, grab a piece of
cake.
Can I
cut one for Evan?
Yeah, please. Yeah,
give me a you cake. That? Yeah, it's great. Right.
I'm not sure where I'm going to destroy that cake, but I'm going to destroy it.
Right in the middle. That's where you destroy it.
I don't know what I'm going to destroy it with.
A bat.
Yeah, I think that's the better question. What do you destroy a cake
a
with?
A bat.
Maybe a bat.
What else would you destroy it with?
I don't know. Drop you something heavy on it?
Well.
From a good height?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. He's got me thinking. Thank you.
So you're thinking about, like, maybe lifting CeeLo up in the air and dropping him on it? Something like
Tommy.
That. It's not a bad idea.
Dude, if I had an extra pair of pants, I would totally do a Hogan leg drop on it for you. I would.
CeeLo's here. He's got an update for you. Oh, but he's busy cutting cake.
Just do the update, CeeLo.
Here's Sean and Montclair instead.
You missed it.
Sean, what do you got?
Hey, Craig. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Evan, love you, too. I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about here because it's embarrassing how many movies you have not seen. But, Craig, when I was when you got your offer of zero, the first thing I was thinking of was Godfather 2, Corleone's having the meeting with Senator Geary.
Yes.
And, you know, he's like, you know, he's trying to hose him for the license money. And he's like, I'll give you, you can have my answer right now if you'd like, Senator. And he says, you know, nothing. So it just reminded me of
my
that.
My offer is zero. And we'd appreciate you paying the license fee for us.
Thank you. Exactly, exactly.
You know what I thought of, to be honest?
I'm rated, Senator.
Sean, you know what I thought of? My initial thought was not Senator Geary in Godfather. My initial thought, honestly, was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. You get nothing. Good day, sir. That was my initial thought.
Black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing.
Damn it.
You lose.
Good day, sir. That's what I thought. According to Mike Puma, Mets pitchers are getting in their throwing at Coors Field, but there'll be no full team workout today.
What a lovely day
and
to
Luis
do it.
And Luis Rojas is out there or on his way to the stadium now as well.
Imagine that. The position players get to hang at the hotel and the pitchers have to go out in 33 degrees.
Hey, we hear about pitchers
in
their schedules, though. You don't want to miss a throw day, man.
I'm assuming you drink all day. Right?
No. You know what they're doing
all
day?
What does a baseball player do on a day like today?
Video games. Nope. Video games all day. Fortnite. Probably not MLB The Show. I know it just came out if you bought it exclusively. I can't imagine them playing baseball per se. But Jeff McNeil does. No, I'm telling you, video games.
Trevor May is
leading a tournament right now that hotel.
You throw in a couple of hot toddies, though. No question.
There's drinking for sure.
Gotta.
I'd be drunk by now, no doubt.
By now already?
If I was like the starting second baseman for the Mets, I'd be wasted.
Blizzard in Colorado, stuck in a hotel, yeah.
There's no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. Snowstorm in April in Colorado? How you doing? I'd be like a former, like a Met employee. Oh, how you doing, baby? You want to see my bat?
That'd be your line?
Well, if I was a former Met employee that, didn't behave in the workplace, I think so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
By the way, they got the dispensaries out there. It's legal. Are they allowed? Are MLB players allowed to do that in a state where it's legal?
I'm not sure if they test for marijuana in Major League Baseball.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if they do.
The other issue is that it's not federally legal. It's state legal.
Yes. Right.
So, yes, the New York Mets right now could be in line at a Denver dispensary.
getting some edibles.
Getting OG Kush and waiting for Trevor May to set up the Xbox so they can all play MLB The Show.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the sounds from Trevor May's room right now. That's the best impersonation I got.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. What do you have, CeeLo? Anything going on today?
Yeah, so non-sports related, you guys were talking about the Bobcat video before, and you haven't heard the audio yet?
I saw it, but I did not hear the audio.
Audio is key in this whole thing, bro.
And now your Evan's claim is that you feel this could be a fake?
Well, I don't want it to be because it's so awesome, but the way he kind of talks about, I'm about to wash my car, feels very fake. But if you're going to show me it's not fake, I'd be thrilled.
No, it's not that I can show you. I just, when I watched it, that never even entered my mind.
Oh, good.
All right, so I'll play it for Craig, and then we'll discuss, all right?
My car.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Watch out! Watch out! It's a Bobcat Award! A Bobcat!
I hear a lot of fear.
CeeLo, this made it worse. You didn't help me at all. Look, Craig, he starts off by saying, I'm going to go wash my car.
Have you
ever done that?
No.
Thank you.
I've washed my car.
Yeah, but have you ever announced
to the
world?
I never went outside going, oh, I'm going to go wash my car now, yes. Billy.
Wait a second. Maybe he walks out and sees his car's a little dirty, so he says to his wife.
Here's the other question. Who's filming it?
It's the security cam.
You know, like one of those ring things?
Yeah, exactly. On the front door.
Wait, is it a Sloman's doorbell camera?
Maybe they got it
for free.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get a doorbell camera.
Here's
the problem with a doorbell camera.
When he throws the bobcat, doesn't it get up and run?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
with
Ev,
it.
What is it? A cat?
Well, I don't understand your point. What does that mean?
Like it can't. Part's not fake. He does throw.
Oh no,
it out.
It's a real bobcat.
I'm not suggesting
he's
a domesticated
bobcat. We
don't know if it's a bobcat.
I'm suggesting that the setup to it feels very fake. How can you deny that?
Because of what he just said.
No,
He launches an animal into the...
Focus.
I'm very focused.
The beginning of it.
Okay.
Where he's talking out loud about...
Well, play the beginning again.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I need to wash my car.
Come on.
I need to wash my...
Have you ever done that?
He's out there by himself, too.
No, he's with the wife.
She's not in the picture yet.
She's not there.
She's clearly there. She's going to her side of the car, and he's going to his.
Let me hear her yelling again. The yelling will give it away.
All right.
If it's fake.
See if I can isolate that.
Good. That's real.
Run happy.
Yeah, no, she does.
Come on.
No, I think that part.
She's scared for
her
life.
You got to understand something, bro. And you got to listen.
I want it like that and yells like that.
I want it to be real.
What are they doing?
I want this video to be real.
Because it.
Because that's what he does.
It threw me off.
Don't you understand? That's what he does.
Don't blame me. C-Mac feels the same way.
He complicates everything. It's what they do.
You want to jump in here? Since you feel the exact same way, these schmucks are trying to team up on me here.
Schmucks.
This is what they do. They're complicated.
I've never openly just dictated chores I plan on doing. It sounds a little odd to me. That's all.
But here's
I don't doubt the video. That's an odd thing to say.
You never said to your wife, hey, I got to go to the bank today. I got to go do this. I got to go do that.
Not like as I'm getting in the car, putting the coffee
on the roof. That's the perfect time to do it.
No.
That's when you do it. But that's what they do, CeeLo.
They're complicated.
No, but dude, we want it to be real.
No,
like,
it doesn't
sound
like you do.
I've made the comment five times.
Some type of objectionable part of everything in life.
No.
Frankly, it's wearing me down.
I want it to be real. I'm telling you.
Then just accept it for what it is.
Okay, I'll live life blindly the way you guys want to. Gee, isn't that funny? It's so real. And not question anything. Questioning is important.
But you question everything.
I question, not everything, certain things.
He's only questioning the car wash. He's not questioning the scream or the animal that's clearly visible in the video.
Do you think there was a bobcat there?
I think it was some kind of animal. I'm not sure it was a bobcat.
Oh,
definitely an animal, though, obviously.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Is he a bobcat expert, this guy?
Maybe it's
because the guy says it's a bobcat. How do we know it's a bobcat?
Maybe it's not, but it's clearly a wild animal that's attacking his wife.
It could just be a cat.
I just said it may not be a bobcat.
No, it's bigger than a cat.
Oh, that's...
Could have been a fox. Maybe it was a fox.
They have the coon cats, which are regular cat and like a wild cat mixed together. But they're not that big.
I don't understand this. He's only at arm's length away from it.
In horror and fear, this guy got a two-second glimpse at it, and he knows exactly the species.
Exactly. That's another point.
We're taking his word for it. That's all I'm saying.
So maybe he misrepresented...
Let's just be fair. We're taking his word for it. We have no idea what kind of cat that is.
Does he
wash his car in between stops at the zoo? How does he know exactly what kind of cat that is?
All right, fine. But you guys are suggesting the video is fake. It's a put-on. It's staged.
That's overstating it. I'm saying that's a bit fishy at the beginning.
And that's the thing that's so odd about the way you guys are acting. All we're doing is questioning the beginning, and you're getting so defensive as if you made the video.
Not defensive.
We're just saying that's odd.
I'm just wondering how all the other evidence just gets cast aside, and you're fixated on the car wash.
In an effective way. That's
how about the animal that's clearly visible in the video.
We admit it's an animal. Who's saying it's not an animal? Why are you so set on proving it's real, both of you guys?
Because we don't know. So you're saying it's an animal, but it's fake. So somehow they got this wild animal to go along with their
Maybe they have two cats and they don't like each other, and you knew there would be a fight.
You've now ruined the video for me. Now I have to move on.
That's fair.
The entire video is not ruined. I can't watch it.
Craig, you ruined the video yourself by not listening from the beginning, because if you heard from the beginning...
I didn't hear anything.
If you listened to it from the beginning without any preconceived notions...
All I know is I saw Bobcat attack a guy.
Right. Because you weren't listening. If you listened from the beginning, you would have been on Simi and C-Mac's side.
His dad in Long
Beach. If this went to trial, I think it's reasonable doubt.
Why do you have to bring up trials in front of me? Thanks. Jerk off. Danny's in Long Beach.
Call him a schmuck.
Danny, what do you got?
All right, so you're a Westchester guy, right?
Sure.
So you want to destroy this cake?
Yes, I'm going to destroy the cake. Why?
So you got to get it. You got to get a harness, horse, whip from Yonkers.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, could somebody Yonkers Raceway bring us a whip?
Harness
that
horse?
That the driver uses for the harness horse?
Oh, my God.
Because I want to whip the cake. That's what I want to do.
You guys don't know how to destroy a cake. You get a whip. Everybody knows that.
I think I have an idea, Craig.
What?
Take the Mike Francesa studio sign off and use that to destroy my cake.
Why would you
cake.
Be so so, what? So disrespectful to Big Mike?
Well, we clean it when we're done. It's more disrespectful to Boomer's cake.
You want me to take the Mike Francesa studio plaque off the wall.
Correct.
And use it to demolish the Boomer birthday cake.
That's right. And that's not disrespectful
to
Mike.
And I'm a bad guy.
What? Okay.
And we are cleaning it, we being me.
That would be you, Lugie. Yes, yeah, you'd be cleaning it. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I will use, though.
Go ahead.
I got something.
What do you got?
Oh, I know where he's
going.
Don't
take the Abe Lincoln
that's
poster.
That's exactly where he's
don't
going.
Don't take the Abe Lincoln yep. poster.
The canvas.
This Steve Cohen?
You call it
canvas?
No, you call it a poster. It's a canvas.
Semantics over there.
Don't
why are you doing that?
You saved Lincoln before you saved Steve Cohen.
You're damn right I saved Lincoln before I saved Cohen.
Tells you where his allegiances lie.
You're damn right.
You may remember earlier this year when Boomer Esiason said to Steve Cohen,
"You're good.
Shut your mouth."
You know what, Craig? Right. I'm on board. Let's do it.
The mouth will be shut on the Boomer cake.
I like it. You convinced me. I apologize. I endorse you using the Steve Cohen, what's it called again, CeeLo, to make you happy?
Canvas.
The canvas to destroy the Boomer cake. I fully allow that. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Steve Cohen also said a text out yesterday that I didn't like.
A tweet.
That I didn't like.
Well, okay.
You know, in regards to David Portnoy saying, hey, I'm just trying to make a living just like you. You know, hey, I don't want to hear that from you. You know what I mean? You hedge fund billionaire. Just keep your mouth shut.
What? Keep your mouth shut.
And guess who's about to shut up the cake of Boomer Esiason?
The ghost of Steve Cohen.
Damn right.
That's exactly right.
I like it.
By the way, how did the FSUing of the swing set go, Big Mac?
It went great.
Did you light it on fire like we discussed?
I was unable to light it on fire. I apologize. You know, I was thinking about leaving a bonfire going while I leave the house to my wife and kids, and I thought maybe that's not the best idea. Maybe we'll work on it.
So you were supposed to ignite it. Was not the thing we discussed?
No, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing you said I should do.
Yeah, just pour some kerosene on
it. Right, douse it in gasoline, set it ablaze, and then go to work.
And then go to work, right.
Right, that was the suggestion. I chose to think better of the...
Simple gasoline.
Yeah,
right.
Simple. Open flame.
Open flame in the backyard.
I mean, that's basically what that's what she deals with all day anyway, right?
Exactly, right? Yeah. Sure.
Two kids at home. She's used to putting out
fires.
He's
got a fire pit. It stays inside the pit.
Yeah, but I don't know that for
sure.
So
you're not fully committed to FSU yet.
You know what? Let's be fair. If it wasn't somebody's birthday, who knows what you'd be doing?
Wow.
I went out early in the morning and took down a swing set.
Craig.
Don't call me not committed. I was the first one to have a video on this team.
He's right.
And you know what he's really right
Boomer's
about?
Cake
he's really
out,
right about
I
the fact
committed.
That
I like FSU Friday. I'm all about it.
You had no plan. Like, I had a plan for a week. I've been open about what I was going to destroy C-Mac as well. We've talked about it.
You destroyed your childhood dollhouse.
It's not a childhood dollhouse. If you paid attention, it was a dollhouse we found on the side of the road. But you had no plan. You got lucky. Flat out lucky that a cake was made for Boomer. Otherwise, you even claimed yesterday you were going to destroy my head because you glanced at
that's
it
right.
when we stumped you to say, what are you going to destroy? So C-Mac's 100% right. You were very unprepared for this brilliant segment.
I've got the thing I'm destroying.
And
it's right
you
here.
Should apologize to the audience. I feel
I have nothing to apologize for.
Yeah.
You are the destroy the Boomer birthday cake.
You are the
as
kid.
As Boomer and I discussed.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of? Usual Suspects. So in that last scene.
I'll flip you for real.
Where the guy starts creating the story, was creating the story based on everything on the wall.
Yes.
That's how you created what you were going to destroy on FSU Friday. You saw a picture of my head. You said, I'm going to destroy your head. You hear Boomer has a cake. I'm going to destroy Boomer's cake. You gave this zero thought. And for that reason, you not only owe me an apology, you owe the fans who listen an apology.
CeeLo, what else you got?
By the way.
I think we should include me on that
He
list.
Was here today
Sorry,
with
you
them,
too,
Evan.
Matt.
He was here today with them. And conveniently,
makes
the
it
food
worse.
And the cake gets left behind.
Whereas when you guys left the food out, the morning show made a big stink about big you got to clean up your mess.
Yeah, fair point. The bagels and salmon out. Like that ages well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have another pair of Yankee tickets to give away guaranteed between now and 4 o'clock. So if you want to go to the Yankees-Braves game on Tuesday at the stadium, you can do that courtesy of us. But CeeLo's got something else, I think, or no?
I guess so. If you'd like to hear what Noah Syndergaard's up to while his teammates are, you know, wearing winter coats.
Yeah, he's texting me.
Is he?
Yeah, he texted me back.
He put out one of those Fergazi Google.
I know, but you got your answer?
I got my answer.
Was it the same as what Craig got?
Yeah,
Craig. It was slightly the same.
You may have missed that. We did that.
Oh, you did?
Okay. 2 o'clock.
Did you get to hear Noah, though?
No, I've not heard what he had to say.
And you know, this guy, okay, again, shirtless.
Yeah.
Makes it known he's at the beach. And by the way, can we do better on the audio quality here? You want to put the message out?
I've not heard the audio.
You're
going to
hear it in a second.
All right.
Know that you're at the beach and you've got waves crashing behind you. We've got to do a better job here.
Okay, go.
Okay?
Morning, guys. Here I am at the beach. I was getting my zen on.
Getting my zen on.
I had this thought. And I'm probably going to regret it.
All right, stop it.
Okay. That's part one.
If I'm a guy in the Mets.
Yeah.
That might piss me off.
Yes. Yeah, because you're working out and he's on the beach. Like, he's coming back from Tommy John, too.
Because he's not even being, like, funny, like, yo, Stro, what's up? How's things in Colorado? You know what I mean? Or, like, if he was really funny, he would have put on winter clothes and stayed on the beach. Like, ooh, it's cold here. Morning chill. He's just a douche. Like, I hope he recovers from Tommy John and pitches his ass off and helps the Mets win a championship. I really do. But he's such a douche. Yeah. He really is. And memo to Noah Syndergaard. Enough. You're not Thor. Like, he truly thinks he's Thor,
I think. Really bought into the character, yes.
The last guy that bought into being a superhero
was Matt Harvey.
Right. Wound up his whole career went in the toilet.
Well, I pitched 4 okay innings yesterday.
Yeah.
Great.
And by the way, Noah Syndergaard's following that same career trajectory.
You know why this doesn't piss as many people off? Because right now, Noah Syndergaard's irrelevant. He's not on the roster. You barely think about him. You hope he can come back from Tommy John. I hope. But when I saw that video, instead of being angry and pissed off, I just looked at him and said, oh, yeah, he's on the team. Because that's how I view him right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, at the end of the video, I don't know who's delivers a less enthusiastic Let's Go Mets at the end of these corny videos. The owner or Syndergaard? Have you heard Steve Cohen do it?
I've not heard Steve Cohen's Let's Go Mets.
And Let's Go Mets,
has
right?
Has Steve Cohen commented on the scandal of the day or no?
There's a quote in the Athletic story from Cohen about how they're investigating. The internal investigation.
Well, a lot of investigation going on over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course, this again, this kind of predates Steve Cohen.
The only thing that doesn't predate Steve Cohen is bringing back Sandy Alderson and decisions Sandy has made since his return. That's where it doesn't predate. That's where it is a story of today more than just looking at the past.
Yeah.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Here's Vinny in Connecticut on The Fan. Vincent, what's going on, buddy?
Craig and Evan, how are you?
What's going on, Cookie?
What's up?
Hey, a belated congratulations on your 100th show.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's very kind of you. Hopefully we'll do well in the ratings. Our fingers are crossed.
I hope so, of course. And what else was I going to mention? Evan, I'm glad that Airplane bottle of root out helped ease the pain of the Harden trade.
You've helped me twice. That root beer whiskey has helped me with the Harden trade, and there was something else, I think, Met related that you helped me out with recently. I can't remember
what
it was.
Maybe it was a sexual harassment claim.
It was not a sexual harassment claim.
No, you never know.
It was opening day. It was opening day. During opening day, the Met
gave
victory.
You the airplane bottle.
Yes,
right?
I was getting stressed out before Conforto used, you know, a body part. His, what do they call this again?
Elbow.
His elbow to get hit by a pitch. I was very stressed. So twice now, you've really helped me out with that whiskey. Thank you.
But it's impossible to find the whiskey in the liquor store, bud. What's going on?
Well, that's what I heard about. It is on our website. We do have some locations that are listed where people can go buy it. And I also work with my partner, Artie Desortzev, and our wholesaler is Desortzev.
So just do this. You know where we work. Just send over 5 cases of it, and we'll take care of it ourselves.
Well, what I want to do is, I know you also like, Riesling wine, Craig. I was going to bring you a nice bottle of one that we sell called Dusko Blue. But I want to bring a bottle for everybody else. But I want you to determine what everybody would want.
I'm not a big wine drinker, but the sweeter the better. So just bring me a case of the Riesling and don't mind the other guys.
You don't want to get a bottle of the Riesling?
Nah.
Such a selfish.
Nah, I do enough for them. Bastard. Oh no, of course. Listen, whatever. Just bring a sample. The guys will love it.
It's so the worst.
Whatever it is, I don't care. I don't drink wine.
Bring me. Bring me this. Bring me this. Forget them. Bring
I don't drink
this.
Wine. So whatever I get, I always share whatever I get with you guys.
You're
always.
A sweet guy.
I don't share with you, guys
Craig,
every time I get something.
You know what
say,
Craig has a
take
habit.
Take what you want.
Here's what Craig has a habit of doing, and you've done this three times, and it's fascinating to me. Something will be mailed to Carton and Roberts.
Happened once.
Three times.
Happened a singular time.
And so Craig will open it, which is fine because it's addressed to Carton and Roberts. Nothing wrong. And then Craig will act like he's doing me a favor and say, hey, Evan, would you like some of this? And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet of you. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
Then I look at where the box is coming from, and it was mailed to both of us.
Happened once.
Three times.
I acknowledge it did happen once.
Three times.
I don't remember a second or a third time.
Okay.
But it did happen once. I don't deny it.
Okay.
But I didn't see the Roberts on it until well after the fact.
No, you saw your name, and that was it. Your brain just shut
down. You know what the worst one was that I've done?
Yeah.
And I did not do it on purpose.
Okay.
When the folks at Parati's in Far Hills, mm-hmm. you know, the butchers I like so much, they sent us a whole bunch of meat.
Right.
But they sent it to me. And in the like refrigerated bag, at the bottom of the bag, there's like three or four bags of marinated skirt steak. You took it home, remember?
I do. Yes.
But in the bottom of the bag, there was like 5 pounds of deckel.
Yes.
Or spinellus.
Yes.
The cap of the ribeye.
Right, which you had sold to me as something you
which
gotta
I'll tell
try.
Is the greatest piece of steak or meat you could ever eat.
Right.
So I give out everyone. Everyone got a bag of skirt steak. Everyone went home with one, right? I bring the bag home thinking I've got skirt steak like everyone else. And there is skirt steak in there.
Right.
Under the skirt steak is this 5-pound thing of deckel or spinellus. And it's written on there, Craig, give this to Evan so he can finally enjoy what you've been talking about.
And what'd you do?
I ate that sumbitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Right. No.
I'm not.
You're
listen,
not stupid. You're selfish. That's all.
I didn't know the deckel was in the bag.
Right.
Ooh, it was good, too.
Yeah, you didn't read it till it was all too late.
Wait until
done.
I got home to read it. Oh, look at this, honey. Unfortunately, I forgot to give this to Evan.
And guess what? To this day, I still have not had spinellus, and that's basically your fault.
I'm going in there this weekend. I'll get it for you.
I think you have, though, because I did some research on it, because I love meat as well. It's literally the cap of the ribeye. When you get the steak, it comes on the
steak.
Yeah,
but it's a very small piece.
Yes, yes.
So as he had it, probably,
yes,
but he wouldn't know that he had
but
it.
It's, right. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of things we've had, but we don't even know it or realize it or get to appreciate it. I want to appreciate the spinellus.
I will pick some up this weekend for you.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you owe it to me. It's not like you're doing me a favor anymore. You took my spinellus.
Slow your roll on that. I
slow
don't believe
my roll. It said, Craig, give to Evan.
It did say
and
that.
Here's the problem with Craig sometimes, and yeah. I get it. I'm actually going to defend you. He sees the first word, and his brain shuts down.
Craig.
So he saw Craig, just like when he sees Carton and Roberts. He sees Carton, is like, it's sent to me. So it's really not your fault, technically.
Thank you.
Because your brain just immediately shuts down when you see your name.
Yeah, it's usually associated with such negative things, I stop reading.
Yeah, right.
But now that I know it comes with booze and meat, you're, I'm going to start reading it a little bit more.
You're used to seeing Carton sucks, so you shut down. You didn't realize it said Carton and another human's name.
By the way, there's this angry old white guy in Westchester. I think he's in either White Plains or Larchmont. His name is Mike, and he hates my guts. So he writes me these nasty letters all the time. I got another one today. So I talked to him on the phone the other day.
You got another one today?
I got another one today.
All right, that's for later, but go ahead.
I didn't open it, but I got it.
Okay.
Right? So I said to him, I go, look, let's just, I don't have the patience to sit and argue with you. So why don't you just come on the air on Friday? I'll give you 60 seconds to just, if you want to pick on me, pick on me. I don't care what your topic is. Just be the angry old white guy that you are and vent. I will let you vent for 60 seconds. So I think Tommy has set that up for next hour. Is that right, Tommy, or no?
That is accurate. I spoke to him.
And he's aware that. That's what it is?
I produced them all that, yeah.
And you produced them?
Well, I produced them, yeah.
Do you add that to your resume or no?
Well, I
producer, angry old white guy segment?
Yeah, when you said tell him this, this, and that, it's producing.
Do you know what he's going to bitch about?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No,
I like
don't know
it that
either.
Way. Good.
By the way, all-star guard Donovan Mitchell apparently injured with a lower leg injury of some kind
today.
The video is really bad.
Yeah, it's not good, bro. Ankle. Not good. Looks ankle? Like an ankle injury.
All right.
Which is weird because they're playing in the afternoon. Do we know why the Jazz and the Pacers are playing a 3 o'clock game? Is there a reason? Is it a makeup game, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Is it something about social law stuff?
No. I think it may have been from COVID from earlier in the season. That's the only thing I could guess because it was weird when I saw it on the schedule. I was mapping out
where
my night.
Where was the game? Utah?
It's in Utah, yeah.
Maybe it's a religious thing?
Maybe.
Yeah, Friday?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like some Mormon businesses aren't open on Sundays?
Right. But what's today? Is today a holiday? Am I missing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's a big game for your team because the Pacers are up your derriere as they're trying to catch you.
You know, Chick-fil-A doesn't open on Sundays.
Yeah, but that's Sunday. It's a Friday, April 16th. Is there a holiday we're not aware of?
Is it the Mormon Easter today?
Is it the Mormon Easter?
I did say Deshaun Watson would be traded by the Greek Easter.
I'm going to Google.
Not the Mormon Easter, though.
Is today a holiday in Utah?
Yeah, it might be.
No.
Or maybe there's just no reason for it.
I'm thinking there was a COVID makeup game. That's my guess.
Is that what it was?
Well, why else would there be a 3 o'clock game in Utah?
Hey, you know, Boomer turns 60 tomorrow. Is he the oldest guy on the air here?
No,
I don't.
Who's oldest? Steve.
How old is Schmoozer?
That's a great question.
He's older than 60?
He's definitely older than 60. I'm going to guess. Boy, I got to be careful here. I don't want to offend him.
How could you offend Steve Summers?
By saying he's older than he is?
He knows he looks old.
76.
You think he's almost 80 years old?
I said 76. Wow. Is that almost 80 now?
Yeah, that's what we call in the books, almost 80.
So,
yikes.
So I went, wait a second. So you just told me I shouldn't be afraid of guessing an age. Ugh. Now you're ridiculing what I said.
You think he's 80 years old?
No, I said 76.
My own.
How old do you think he is, Big Shot?
Steve Summers?
Yeah.
91.
91.
He's got to be 90 years old.
Wait, he's a day.
You think Steve's almost 95 years old?
I think Steve's in his early 90s, late 80s.
Wow.
Yeah. But he looks, terrible for that age, too. But, he's got it upstairs still, though.
Do we have an answer on his age?
Well, he probably doesn't want you to know.
I mean, you could go on Wikipedia, but Wikipedia is not very,
Don't read
reliable.
Wikipedia, please.
Right.
If you guys don't mind, stop.
Can you ask Steve how old he is? Can you, reach out to him?
He's probably on at 7 o'clock. They just,
No, we have a Yankee game.
Let's wait till 7 o'clock.
Do you pay attention to the schedule?
Who's older, John Sterling or Steve Summers?
Ooh. Steve Summers. No, John Sterling.
John's 81, isn't he?
John's 81.
He's 80 for sure.
John's 81?
He's at least 80. Yes.
Wow. Then I said 76 for Steve, so I'm going to stay consistent. John is older than Steve. You said Steve's 90, 91, so you think Steve's older than John.
I think the ranking order by age on this radio station is, John Sterling, but he's not a talk show host. But all right, I would say John Sterling, Susan Waldman, Steve Summers, Boomer Esiason. I think that's your chronological
of,
order.
Of those that are on
of
every
regular
day.
People that you hear
right,
on the radio
because I think
station.
Neer, I was going to guess Richard Neer, but
Richard Neer's probably 65, I bet.
Yeah, I think he's in his 60s. I think he's younger than those guys.
I don't think he's in his mid-70s.
How about Rick Wolf?
Yeah, but Rick Wolf's not on regularly enough to count Rick
Neither
Wolf.
Neither is Richard Neer's not on.
All right, either. Forget it then.
All right, so I'll take Richard Neer off the table.
Take him off the table.
So I think you're
so
right.
So Boomer's the oldest.
Wow.
No, Sterling and Summers.
Sterling.
You just said John Sterling's one.
You sure that Boomer's not older than Summers?
I mean, I guess that's possible, right?
Certainly on the table.
No.
Steve just might look like crap for a 58-year-old.
You think Steve's really in his 50s?
No, probably not.
Imagine that.
Started radio when he was 5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably impossible.
So you think it's Sterling 1, Summers 2, Boomer 3.
And Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry. John 1. Wait, so Susan or Steve?
Susan's, I forgot. I mean, I would think in her 60s.
So John 1, Steve 2, Susan 3, Boomer 4.
I think Boomer's the fourth oldest person.
Boomer's very old when you think about it.
I told him that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
he's on
you?
The back end.
Was he mad?
Well, I think he recognizes that.
Oh, he gets. Okay.
Yeah. Once you're at 60, there's more runway behind you than in front of you.
Are you close
for sure.
Are you close to 60, Craig?
Me, not even near 60.
Are you closer to 30 or 60?
30.
Nice.
Really?
That's right. Yep. I went to Prince Longevity Center. They told me I'm closer to 25 than 80.
Interesting.
I got that going for
this
me.
This actually kind of makes me sad looking
Why?
At you.
Why? How old you are?
Yeah, because you're denial. It's like one of those,
here's
really
the difference between me and you.
What are you talking about?
I'm going home tonight.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm playing 5 hours of MLB The Show, Call of Duty, and Fortnite. You're going home tonight.
I'm going to a Nets game in Brooklyn with my wife. I'm having a date night. So I'm not doing anything late, all right? Don't call me the old man. I'm going on a night out on the town in Brooklyn, New York, watching the greatest... I got to calm myself down.
Hope you don't
watching this elite-level basketball team actually play two of its three stars against the team that you better root for my team to win with. Why? Because the Hornets are trying to catch in the Eastern Conference.
I'm a loser.
That's an unwatchable game tonight. The Hornets.
Dude,
Durant's playing.
Have you checked the standings recently?
They're playing the
Hornets. You're a game ahead of Charlotte as a Knicks fan.
I'm rooting for the Nets tonight.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So what was your point? Age is just a number?
Real quick. Now that Aldridge retired, are they allowed to replace him and add one more salary?
Yeah, they waived him to clear a spot. But really what this means is DeAndre Jordan exists again.
Right.
That's my breakdown for everybody. DeAndre Jordan now exists.
So if there's another buyout, they would, in theory, they do have an extra spot for
another
buyout.
They do have an extra
right?
spot. Do not expect anything. It's probably going to be a young player like Alize Johnson that they may want to develop.
I heard a rumor that they were trying to sign Allen Iverson to help get him a ring.
Here we go.
That's not true?
Here we go.
I heard Karl Malone called. He wants to come back to get a ring.
Here we go.
You're saying that's not true?
Here come the jokes.
That's what I heard.
Here come the... Here's a bottom line.
Yeah. Is John Stockton coming out of retirement?
Well, you know what? They could use another point guard. Yeah. How about Steve Nash activates himself?
Yeah.
He needs a ring.
Steve Nash don't have a ring as far as I know.
That's the answer. Let him activate himself.
Yeah, Steve Nash is going to be the backup point guard. Yeah. Just to get a ring. All right. By the way, you know, today, what was the back? Was it 2003? Is today the 18th anniversary?
Correct.
Today is the 18th anniversary. Crazy, you know, we always talk in cliche terms, and I know we have Yankee tickets to give away. We're going to give away Yankee tickets guaranteed in 1 minute, I promise, right?
If you
want to win Yankee tickets, they're no more than, put me on the clock, 1 minute away.
I'd say two minutes, but that's okay.
For real.
Okay.
Yankee tickets in literally 1 minute from right now. Okay, there you go.
Go ahead.
Okay? 18 years ago today, can you believe it's been two decades essentially? Was the last time Michael Jordan played an NBA game.
Yeah.
Crazy
talk,
I was living
down there. I remember that. And here's what's crazy.
2003.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk about this because the answer is no one's going to remember. Does anyone remember
anything
about
it? But if you know the answer, why are we asking the question?
I don't know the answer.
Oh, I have the answer.
Okay.
17.
Does anybody remember anything about Michael Jordan's last game as a Wizard?
I do, actually.
Go ahead.
I do. Triple-double.
Really? Who'd they play?
Cavaliers.
Nope. You're wrong on all accounts. There was no triple-double. They didn't play the Cavaliers.
Celtics.
No.
Knicks.
And the truth is, I only know now because I looked it up, because I don't remember. I remember Michael's last game with the Bulls. We all do.
Of course.
It was epic. It was infamous. It was the way it probably should have ended.
Swish.
Against the Utah Jazz.
Up, a minute's up. Got to give away the tickets. Go
on. It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
CeeLo is here to wrap up sports, guys. We get ready for... what should be a fun weekend. You got the Mets doubleheader tomorrow. You got the Yankees and Rays.
Yeah.
You got the Nets playing some basketball. The Knicks, of course, back in action.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, the Islanders trying to wrap up first place. It's touch and go. And I should say this real quick before Steele gives you the update. Very, very well done by diehard Islanders fans. There was a story I read earlier today that season tickets for next year, 21-22, in the new UBS Arena over there by Belmont, right?
Yeah.
Almost sold out.
Huh. You realize
well
that.
Well done.
You realize that. You realize that when you say stuff, I remember what you say?
Good for them.
Do you realize that?
Yeah, buddy.
Do you realize that sometimes I even write down the things that you say?
Yeah, buddy.
Because you spend 5 minutes on a diatribe about how no one will buy tickets in that arena. What a waste. No one cares.
Well,
their
we don't
fans
know how many season tickets
good.
They made available either.
The building
isn't sold out.
So now you're downplaying it.
Well, you made me.
I'm just calling you out because of your
See,
words.
See, this is your problem. I say something positive, you have to make it into a negative.
I don't. I just have to hold you accountable. All you've got to say is, you're right, Evan, I did say that, and I'm wrong. And that's okay. I take the L, and you hold up your two fingers with the L sign, and I say, good job taking the L, Craig.
Anyway, good job by you Islander fans that are buying tickets to an arena that's not open yet.
Did Evan buy any tickets to the arena that's not open?
No, that's not his thing.
No, I don't buy season tickets to the Islanders.
Oh, okay.
He buys like five games a year about.
Pretty much. I go to about 2-3 Islander games a year, but I have season tickets for the Nets and the Mets.
He always goes whenever the Rangers are in town because that's a hot ticket.
That is not true.
When they're playing the Calgary Flames, he's got no interest.
Really? Last Islander game I've been to, who do you think they played?
When they're playing the Edmonton Oilers, he doesn't want anything.
Last Islander game I went to last year before the pandemic, who they play? I'll give you a guess. Name any hockey team.
Buffalo Sabres.
You say the Sabres? Okay. What do you say, Salem?
The New Jersey Devils.
The San Jose Sharks.
Oh, nice.
So I got two words for you.
Exactly.
I got it.
Mm. Wow, Evan's aggressive today. I like aggressive Evan.
I call you out, man.
What do you got?
He called us a schmuck.
He called me a schmuck. He attacks my religious beliefs.
Writing down things you say to bring it back and rub it in your face. Made fun of my children.
Yeah. He mocked my physical handicap. I mean, it's unbelievable the things he's done to me today. And he didn't even bring me Ralph's Italian Ice today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I got it for my entire family, but not you last night.
So what do you got,
Ralph's is outstanding. All right, brought to you by Bruning Campisi Home Comfort and Efficiency Company, serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam Counties. Actually, give you some serious nuggets here real quick, because there are things happening. I wasn't even unaware that the Jazz were playing an afternoon game.
Nobody knew until what's-his-name got hurt.
Right, so he got hurt, and they did take x-rays, which were negative. So for now, they're just calling
it
an
ankle sprain. And it was his ankle?
Donovan Mitchell, yeah. Right. So sprained right ankle. Obviously, they'll do some more tests, but for now, they can take a sigh of relief after the Nuggets lost Jamal Murray earlier in the week.
It's all about making sure he's healthy for the playoffs. Look, they're in a tight race with Phoenix for the one seed. No offense, I think anybody takes Phoenix that seriously as a title contender. So if you could maintain your lead on the Clippers, which is like four games, just make sure Donovan Mitchell's healthy. That's all it's about.
Yeah, it's key.
That's it.
But, sometimes, listen, if he broke it, he's done.
Right.
But there are people in pro sports, I've always heard, a break is better than a tear of a ligament as far as rehab.
Right.
Either way, you're done because the playoffs are so close, I would think. But they do say a break is better than a ligament tear.
Right.
But, listen, he's a great player. Hopefully he's able to play
again.
And
he's a diehard New York Mets fan.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, there you go.
His father works for the organization.
Yeah.
You got the Nets and the Hornets tonight. Yeah.
Oh, good.
He
nice.
Actually, Donovan live tweets Met games. He's really into it.
We should ask Donovan's dad what it's like working out.
I knew you were going to say that.
What it's like working with all those harassers over there.
Yeah. Nets and Hornets tonight, 7:30. That's going to be over on the FM dial here on The Fan this evening. Harden is out. Kyrie and
There's
Durant
an update on James
in.
Harden. You going to report that or no?
That he's a couple days?
Marks thinks a day or two will play.
So when the Nets say that, you can't believe it till the day of the game and we hear guys playing.
I agree with you. It's just, here's the difference. We've heard
that a few times.
Well,
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
I agree and disagree. We don't hear anything from the Nets usually. So when Sean Marks says something, it's actually like, wow, because he rarely gives you an update. So his update was a day or two. They play Sunday afternoon against Miami. Do I expect them to play that day? No. But at least it's nice to hear that maybe he's close to
returning. Getting closer. All right. There's also an update from Giancarlo Stanton, who's off to another slow start this spring. Quote, I feel my balance is a bit off. So there's always something going on with this guy. I'm kind of run out of patience for him.
Wow.
Also, by the way, the
Look
Knicks.
At you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, C-Mac will kill me for that.
Yeah,
it's
fine. When LaMarcus Aldridge had to retire because of a serious issue, a heart issue, right? And you obviously, I know he's had his whole career, most of his career, but he had to retire from it. It was interesting to me that the owner of the Nets, Joe Tsai, actually commented publicly. The guy was a Net for a minute, to be fair.
Right.
And he has not commented on any other issue involving the Nets that I've seen. But when it came to a guy that was here for a week, he actually commented on it. I just thought that was a weird
kind of situation.
It was the humanity of it.
And it's also, in a weird way, relatable. Okay, my dad had a heart issue a couple years ago, and we were talking to him about the Aldridge thing. And I said, yeah, he's already had an irregular heartbeat. He knew it. But this scare is what made LaMarcus say, I'm done. I'm putting my family first. I've done this for 15 years. I've accomplished a lot. I'm done. And my dad was like, I totally get it. I would have done the same thing. So even though, like, my dad's not a world-class athlete, most people aren't.
He's not?
Believe it or not, he's not. I know that stuns you, considering how great I am at doing everything.
I'm shocked by that, to be honest.
But I do think LaMarcus was a very relatable thing to people, saying, wow, I get it. I see why he did that. I see why he's walking away. And look, he was in Net for 5 minutes. I have great respect for his career, obviously. We both watched him a lot in Portland and San Antonio. But you kind of understand why he made that decision. I wish him the best. And yes, he does get a ring.
What else you got?
You got the Knicks and the Mavs tonight. Alec Burks is out for the Knicks. Health and safety protocols, so they'll be down one of their
Alec
key
Burks
players
has played great.
Evening.
That's
their
a big blow.
Leading scorer. Yeah.
That's a big blow for them tonight. And that's a tough one in Dallas.
Four in a row, too.
Couple other quickies. The Giants are hosting former Patriots defensive back Jason McCourty, who's local. He's from Rutgers, so perhaps
they
another.
The way I read that was weird. That they've kind of agreed, and the way it was written was that they might want to do something together in the future.
Jason McCourty and the Giants?
Yeah, I've never read it like that before.
Future could be maybe after the, like, because the Giants are tight on cap space, so it might be that kind of situation where maybe or as training camp gets closer or after they're a few weeks into training camp and they cut some other guys, maybe something like that.
Hey, FSU Friday is ready to go if you guys can get the audio from Tommy. Let me know when you have it. You guys have it? You want to, and is the video up yet? Post the video.
They're waiting for your approval, which I assume
it's approved. You got it. Yeah. Post it. Here it is. Every Friday, we do a little something here called FSU Friday. It's your chance to blow off some steam and, frankly, destroy something tangible. So it's going to go Evan, Big Mac, Tommy, and then the Boomer Cake goes last. Is the I don't know if the audio is any good. I can't hear it. But is it worth playing or do you want to put it up on online?
It's probably I think it's more visual, but
all right, just post it. We're not going to play the audio of it. But put it up. FSU Friday is approved, and we'll post it here in a minute. Okay. What else?
I'll tell you what. I've got three clips here, and I'll tell you what they are, and you can tell me what you want to hear because I know I don't have that much time.
Suck a dick.
One is from Monday. No good.
Go
I love
ahead.
It.
Good.
Great. Yeah. One is from Monday, John Sterling, one of these quirky play-by-play calls, which I know you guys enjoy. That was from Monday's game with the Yankees.
Monday
in Tampa,
Sterling, all right.
Right. The other one is Marshawn Lynch. This just came out today. Did a 32-minute sit-down with Dr. Fauci on his YouTube channel.
Wow.
I wasn't able to listen to all 32 minutes, but the intro of them getting acquainted with each other was interesting.
Okay.
It got
all
that.
Right.
And the other one is today is Bill Belichick's 69th birthday, so the day before Boomer. And this came up, I'd never heard this, Julian Edelman.
The hot tub story?
Yes, but not just the hot tub story, but the awkwardness and the silence, and then they end up walking out of the building together, just the two of them, late at night, and he tells the story of the exchange they had, which he claims is only the second conversation they had ever had in their relationship.
All right, so do you want either, what was A again? I forget what
A
it
was.
A was
the Sterling
Do you want the
fun
Sterling
call.
Fun call? Do you want Marshawn Lynch with Fauci?
It's
or
either
the Bill Belichick Edelman hot tub story?
It's either two or three. Probably, I mean, I kind of lean towards Marshawn and Fauci just because it feels awkward, so.
Everyone's going Marshawn and Fauci?
I don't know. I'm leaning that way. How do you feel? You have an opinion?
You seem to know the Belichick Edelman story. I don't know the story.
That's true, but I don't remember the audio, so I'm not really commenting on that.
The audio was longer, so I gave you the sort of the payoff at the end.
Audio Belichick?
No, it's Edelman telling the story of the exchange.
I'm going to go Edelman.
And he does a Belichick impression.
I'm going Edelman Belichick over Marshawn and Fauci. What do you want? Pick one.
I mean, I already told you. I lean towards the other one.
Big Mac, break the tie. Which one do you want to hear?
Edelman.
Edelman and Belichick, go. Play it.
Do you want a quick setup first?
I thought you already set it up.
Sort of.
Hot tub
but
story.
Evan, yeah,
this
but
is
this
why
is,
you should have done Marshawn and Fauci. There's no setup. Just play it.
The audio is not so much the setup, the setup is the whole story.
Pick the real winner, Craig.
Would you just let me tell the story? It's funny.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the two of them are at the facility late. Just the two of them.
Yeah.
Bill's doing his own thing. He's watching film. He's taking notes. Julian's trying to use the hot tub, and he's trying to get a workout in, but he wants to avoid Belichick, right? So he circles back to use the hot tub at the end of the night. What does he find? Belichick is in the hot tub. Belichick stands up to get out.
Naked.
Butt naked.
I love it.
And Edelman didn't know it. He walked away. He didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say. It was awkward. He'd never seen someone at the facility get out of
Okay, so now that you've told that story, let's hear the Marshawn Fauci one.
Oh, okay.
Because you told the whole story.
No, I didn't. That's the point.
Oh, okay, good.
So the end of the night, they're both walking out of the building, and Julian decides, you know what? This was so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I got to say something to him. They're walking out this 30-yard corridor
so
together.
Right,
just the two of them.
Yes.
And here's how it went.
Good.
I don't know where I got the confidence, but I asked him. Coach, I mean, it's pretty amazing that you're here this late. And he looked back at me and without any hesitation goes, "It beats being a plumber. See you tomorrow." How's mine?
Jesus.
It beats being a plumber.
That was
the buildup. Yeah, it beats being a plumber.
So, you guys so messed that one up.
How did I mess it up?
Because the clip sucked, dude.
Okay. The audio of him explaining the hot tub story.
The story was boring. The clip sucked. So, it was awful.
So you want Fauci and Marshawn? Fine.
Well, hold on. We're in a weird spot now because they're telling me that Luis Rojas is now on the line.
There he is.
Okay. And, we're off the air at 6:25 tonight because of the Yankees. And we have commercials we still have to air. So I just don't see how we possibly have time to do any type of actual interview with the manager. So let me put him on real quick. Luis Rojas, it's Craig and Evan. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm glad to be back.
Where you been? Where you been all day?
I was at the field, not shoveling snow or anything, but getting the guys a little work in because we couldn't afford to take those, you know, back to back days like this where we don't do much. So some guys went to the field, play cast through touch and feels because there's a slope in the indoor cages, and they also swung the bat a little bit, so I had to go in there and make sure that they get the workout in.
God, so they didn't want you to call in today, is my gut. So I'll ask the question. You know, there's a kill that guys. Oh, that's my fault. I apologize. There's obviously another off-field situation with the New York Mets. They're having nothing to do with you, and I respect that. But it is another off-field situation. It's like the fourth one in the last 6 months or so. Are you aware of it? Is it distracting to you? And what's your take on the fact that there's another situation involving employees with the Mets that don't play baseball?
Well, yeah, I'm aware. I did read the article. I read the story. I am going to say this. I am not familiar with the allegations in the story. Yes, the allegations are upsetting to read. But, you know, what I can tell you is that Steve and Sandy, you know, their leadership right now and what their mission is to have zero tolerance on this type of behavior. So I know there's been a law firm hired just to conduct a review of the organization's culture. And, you know, that's the course of action being taken against this type of behavior. But I'm not familiar with the allegations.
Are these stories distracting to you or to the players at all, as far as you can tell, knowing that it's out there and people are talking about it and the media is covering it? Or you guys been able to avoid it as a distraction?
I think we've been able to avoid it as a distraction. You know, I was just with a group of guys there, and you know, we were locked in and just staying ready for tomorrow because we had a couple of the stoppages that you know, 2 days in a row not playing again. So yeah, I don't think the guys are getting affected by it. But I could say that there's an awareness, you know, that's out there in the public, and but you know, once again, it's you know, our job is to come in and win a game every day.
Sure.
So I think we channel that in a way, and we go and focus and work on what we need to be working.
And then last thing in this, and Evan will jump into a bunch of the important baseball stuff for Met fans. Has anyone from management come to talk to you and the guys on the team about this type of stuff?
Not yet. I mean, there's been obviously conversations, statements, only about the situation. And that's how we're aware that there's a law firm hired doing the review of the organization's culture, just making everyone aware that there's an article for the public and informing everyone that there's a course of action for, you know, allegations like this. And so I know they're doing that, but we're all aware they're doing that because it's a mass email in the organization that they sent when it happens, and it comes straight from our owner. And you know, the culture that he established from day one, you know, talking about the sense of trust and collaboration and the respect. I mean, that's all we've witnessed in a few months.
We're talking to Luis Rojas, manager of the Mets. Not playing tonight. Another weather issue. Snow out. You got a doubleheader tomorrow. Couple of things. Jake and Lucchesi tomorrow. Is that official for the doubleheader?
Right now, that's how we're leaning to. We did think of an opener, but we're going with Lucchesi. We know they're a little lefty heavy. Not heavy, but significant hitters are lefties, like Blackman. McMahon is swinging a good bat right now. Tapia. So, you know, probably Lucchesi will start game two. After now, but Jake is going game one.
Jake is going in game one. Now, let's go to a move that we both marveled at. I'm going to tell you, Luis, sometimes we criticize you for moves. The double switch in the doubleheader where you take Dom out and somehow we're able to move that free runner to Francisco Lindor. Was that a part of the thinking when you double switched Dom out? Not only you improving your defense, but you knew I get to get my fastest base runner on second base by moving the free runner back a slot because of that dopey extra inning rule?
Yeah, we talked about it before we ended the inning there as our inning was developing. So, because we were thinking, okay, where are the moves going to be coming, you know, with the pitcher coming in? I think it was May that pitched that inning for us. And yeah, we talked about everything, how it would work on both sides, me and Davey Jouts, our bench coach. And we were aware of the rule. I went out, spoke with Joe West, just making sure that it was a rule, because that's what we,
right,
you know, with her.
Luis, did he know? Be honest with me. Did
you, spot.
Did Joe West know the rule? Did you almost like tell him and he was like, oh yeah, I guess that's it?
Yeah, I mean, he knew the rule, but he went and talked to the with the umpires. They gather and they talked it over, and just so that probably no surprise once it starts in the inning, because you know it's still a new rule. So everyone, you know, I'm sure everyone makes each other aware that this is what's happening. So, but it was voiced to him before we actually did it, and then the next inning we're able to put Lindor out there.
And it worked, because I think he may be the only guy to score on that Alonso base hit. So it was a hell of a move. For Sunday, look, I don't, and Craig and I, we didn't blame you for starting the game in the rain. I don't know why you guys did it, but it's not on you. The thing I wonder about is when you decide, all right, we're going to start this game, we know it's raining. Did you give thought to not starting Marcus Stroman, to saying, you know what, I don't know how many innings we're going to play. Not that it's going to be 9 pitches, but maybe we only get 2 or 3 innings in. And I know this didn't matter because Marcus is able to come back a few days and he was great. But did you give thought on that day with Stroman, and even tonight, if there was a potential game with Jake, of looking at the weather and changing your starter based on the uncertainty of what would happen and how long they'd actually be able to go?
Yeah, we didn't look at that. You know, especially from the report that we got on how the rain it was going to be, which it wasn't. But we didn't think about it. We didn't even talk about it. So now that there being the next scenario at some point where we can choose on doing something like this, like, yeah, well, we're always open to ideas like this. So we cover ourselves better. But we thought of Marcus going in. Obviously it was a failed. We got the best of it because he came back for 2 days after.
It worked out great.
It was all him.
Yep.
It was nothing. We didn't ask him. We never want to push a guy like that to disrupt his routine and all, you know. So he was the one that came to us like, I feel good today, I can go tomorrow. So, and it worked out good, thank God.
Hey, silly question, but if you had played today, 20-degree weather, snow, etc., would you have kept DeGrom as the starter today? Would you have pushed him back regardless?
He would have been the starter.
He would have.
Yeah, he would have. He was paying attention to the weather the whole week, and we didn't know how bad it was probably going to snow, because we knew it was going to be overnight and then morning, and then the percentage got higher, and there's still more maybe tonight. But I mean, he never, you know, back out or anything, and he was ready to go, you know, regardless of what the weather was going to be like.
David Peterson was brilliant this week. I think it was maybe the highlight of the week, how dominant he was. It looked like you were going to take him out after 6, and you ended up making the right call, because then there was a big spot and you went to a pinch hitter, which I agree with. Were you taking him out if there wasn't a need for a pinch hitter, and if so, what was the thinking?
Yeah, I think we're going to take him out anyways. We're going to go to matchup for those last 3 innings, knowing that we have a fresh bullpen too, because we have the righty-righty-righty coming in the 7th. And that's when we brought Familia in. That, I know it was a walk, I think 5-3, and then it was an infield hit. Those were the 3 batters. Familia's stuff is good right now. You just need him to attack more and more. But the thinking behind the decision was the matchup, knowing that we could bring Luke to the end and then finish with Sugar at the top. It didn't work that way. We had to bring Luke in the same inning, but he got us out with a double play. But that was the thinking behind the decision.
Going to wrap it up here in a minute or two with Luis Rojas, manager of the New York Mets. Evan and I were talking about it. You know, you got 2 more off days coming up in the next week. Obviously, today, as we get it, baseball players are creatures of habit. You want to play every day. You want to go at least 6 days a week, whatever it might be. And that's been really thrown into the wind. No one's fault, weather, COVID, et cetera. How weird has it been these first 16 days only playing, what, you know, 8 games, et cetera, and having so many days off? And how have you kept the guys busy and focused? And for guys that are, you know, in a groove, making sure they stay in a groove. For guys like Conforto, you know, whose elbow's hitting better than he is, how do you guys get out of a funk? Like, what's the hardest part for you as a manager with all the start and stops and not playing?
Well, yeah, it's been a challenge from the get-go, right? The first series, like you mentioned, and the mix of the, you know, that the COVID situation with the Nationals at the beginning and the weather.
Because I told Evan, I would have been drunk all day today if I was on the Mets, especially with the weather. I know Trevor May's probably playing Xbox right now, and you tell me, guys, are you working out? I would have been knee deep in a bottle. There's just no doubt about it.
Why? We've learned. That's what this situation has done to us. I think we've learned on how to stay prepared. We try to simulate it as much as we could. That first series against the Nationals, we had the same game, we had everything. But there's some things that didn't click, and we try more and more things. So I think at this point we've learned on how to stay ready. You know, that's what we did today. That's what we're gonna do tomorrow. You know, show up feeling ready because we've been through this. So it's been from talks to workouts to extreme. I'm gonna say extreme workouts, but I'm gonna say game speed type of workouts just to get the guys in, you know, game speed reads as far as that hitting, doing some defense, the pitchers throwing up downs and on mounds. So anything that we can do that can simulate game speed, that's what we've done the last two times. It can well happen again, you know. So what the best we can do is just go back to it as a team and stay ready, because the easiest thing is just to sit down and wait. But, you know, I think we can come up with ideas. We have a bunch of great baseball minds on the team. The guys want to play. So all that energy, we use it on being prepared to play.
Well, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck with the doubleheader tomorrow and the entire series, and we'll see when you guys get back here next week. Thank you. Have a good weekend, and all our best. Safe travels, Luis. Thank you, Bal.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Luis Rojas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.